for purpose. If you look at the website, you look at the members of the board of TfL, what do you see? 5 city blokes, 2 taxi companies, 2 airport companies, a rail company, a bus company. Is there any cyclists? No. Is there any pedestrians? No. So what we need to change is, I'm fed up of us being on the outside. We need to be inside. We need our places on the board as well. The Londoners need them. And we're going to keep coming back, and we're going to keep lying down, we're going to keep dying on our streets until we get change for protection of our people in London. Andrew Gilligan said, London cyclists have no demands other than more and faster. I'm sorry, Mr. Gilligan, but we have demands. And Stop Killing Cyclists, we want to have a whole list of them, and I'll give you a few of them. We want money! Yeah. They spend 6,000 billion, 6,000 million pounds, these people. They think we're going to spend a billion over the next 10 years, we're going to be happy with that. The mayor's plan means by 2020, the kids in school today will not have a safe cycling network in London. That's not acceptable. We want to start it now. We want 600 million next year. We want 600 million the after. And in 5 years' time, we want a full set network in London. That's what we want. But before we go, with all the negativity that's been around cycling in the last week, oh, we got killed, 6 of us got killed in 2 weeks. And what happened? They crashed down on us. They charged us with police at every junction. We're not the perpetrators. Cyclists are the victims. But what we want to say is pedestrians are the victims. Everybody's victims. There's 2,000 people not here today who died from lung diseases last year. And what I want to say to you now is cycling is a positive contribution to London. Cycling cleans our air. Cycling creates a more prosperous business environment. Cycling doesn't kill people, they're safer. Cycling doesn't emit carbon emissions. Cycling makes so much contribution, it makes the roads go cleaner. We're absolutely a positive contribution to London. And I want us to cheer for cycling. 1, 2, 3, yay! Yay! Thank you. And I want to say a few last things. A few last words. I want to say thank you to all of you who helped create this event. It's a historic event. It's a moving event. It wants to shift the hearts and minds of these people in here. But when I was out leafleting with some of you, I was leafleting on Vauxhall Cross for an hour with Paula. I didn't see one child cycling on the road that morning. I didn't see only a couple of pensioners, a few women, very few ethnic minorities. It's a human rights issue. The streets are designed for fit men, and that's not good enough. We want everybody to cycle in London. It's a human right. We're not here just for cyclists. We're here for the millions of people who are not here. Because the millions of people in London want to cycle, and they're afraid to cycle, and that's just not good enough. When John F. Kennedy was elected, he said, "I want a man on the moon in 10 years. Well, we cyclists are saying, it's not rocket science. We want a comprehensive integrated cycle network in London in 5 years. And we can do it. It's not rocket science. It's not just painting as medicine. It's just putting in a few protective cycle networks on a road. It's possible. And so to finish, I want to say thank you to everybody who came tonight today. We're going to come back, Mr. Mayor, and Mr. Whoever you are in charge of TfL. Because we're more important. The people of London are the important people here. And I think what is beautiful about us is we're peaceful people. We came here tonight as peaceful people. And now, at the end of the debate, the head of TfL said he would meet us to accept our list of demands. And we want to have meetings with them, with the policy makers, to make the changes next week. We don't want just to come tonight and then go away, nice people. We're going to come back. We want real change. But it was amazing. And when they asked me I asked them to meet us to take our demands. And I said, it would be appropriate to hand the demands over before the vigil. And they said, no, we can't do it. We'll do it at the end of the vigil. And I said, why? Well, you only accept the demands if it's peaceful. In the conversation, they must have sent it 20 times. Cyclists are not violent people. The violence is the trucks. The violence is a system that says it's more important to have HGV trucks on our roads for the economy than the lives of children like Hope. One last comment I just want to make. I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, passionately feel it is a crime against us and people to have a vehicle, a lethal vehicle on our roads, that the driver is blind to the fellow road travellers beside him. You would not ask a surgeon to operate on us half blind. You would not ask a police marksman to shoot at a hostage crisis with his blinkers on. So why the hell have we drivers and vehicles on roads that can't see us? No more. Thank you. And keep coming as we win. And to finish, we're going to have the wonderful Louisa sing a song, a final song to freedom. Freedom to have safety on our roads. Thank you, Londoners.